Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Please consider subscribing if you haven't already. I'm Hasbullah and I provide tips and tools for entrepreneurs to start their business online. Today, we're going to talk specifically about how becoming too eager to start can actually destroy your business. Let's begin. I know that in building a business, people say, just start, right? You've got to start somewhere, But starting doesn't always mean executing. For me, starting has to start with a plan. You've got to have a plan before you start investing money on your business. I'm going to give you a very simple but very powerful example about how not having a plan will screw you. And the example that I'm going to give you is, let's say you want to create a YouTube video. You've got your new camera and you've got the microphone and you are ready to go, right? So what do you do next? Do you just press record and record whatever you want to record? Okay, let's say you do that, right? So you go to some place very interesting to get a shot, to get a video done with a very nice background, and then you come home and then you want to upload it to YouTube, right? And then you suddenly realize that you might need a good thumbnail so that people would click on it. So now you don't have a thumbnail. Next thing you know, you need a good title. A good practice of making YouTube video is that to study the title first and learning about what people is actually searching for, and then make a video on that topic. Now, because you didn't do that, you've already shot your video, right? Now you have a video without a title. So you are still trying to use the title, the popular title on Google. So you put a popular title and you put a thumbnail as a clickbait because you don't have the actual thumbnail. You forgot to take a photo at that beautiful place just now. So by not having a plan for that YouTube video, you actually end up with a video that is using a clickbait as a thumbnail with a misleading title. And what happens when your audience discover it? They're gonna go away from you. So you basically destroy your channel just because you don't plan ahead. If you plan ahead, you know that you always look for the keywords in the Google search terms. If that keyword matches the video that you want to do, then you go ahead and you do it. While shooting anyway, you're gonna shoot and you integrate that keyword into whatever you are shooting, integrate into your description, integrate it into your title. And then probably before, after you shoot, you take a photo, a still photo, so that you can use it as a nice thumbnail that people would click. That way, just by having planned something, just taking about 10 minutes of planning can save you hours of headache later in the future. And that's a very simple example about YouTube video. Now, what about business? What happens if you fail to plan? I know that starting a business is very exciting, right? Now, this happened to me as well when I started a business about building a GPS technology to track vehicles so that we can measure the fuel consumption in order to reduce it later. So when I got too excited, I simply purchased things. I hired people in order to do the product development. I didn't know how to sell yet. I thought that's the problem for the future. I thought that just by starting working on the product development, I'm gonna make the business real. However, that is actually my ego talking to me. My ego says that you don't have to plan. You're just gonna go ahead and then you plan later along the way. So I went in without a proper plan at all. I don't even know who to sell that to. I thought that if my product is good enough, then people would discover it. And then it doesn't matter, everybody is going to buy. Now, that was very wrong for me. I hope you can learn something from my mistake. Okay, the business eventually failed, and because I don't have a proper planning, I lost a lot of money in that process. Can you plan the business alone? My recommendation is that if this is your very first time doing this, you need someone who have already been to this failure, already doing the mistake that you are about to make, and consult with them. In the internet now, there are a lot of people which they call themselves a business guru. Okay, and these gurus, of course, some of them are good, some of them are just not your style. But my point is, there are people that you can easily search now that can actually guide you through this planning process. I believe that the framework for the successful people is 80% there. The 20% depends on your creativity on how to execute things. Okay, there are already a very proven framework, the step-by-step process that you need to do in order to start your business. The reason I tell you this is that there are a lot of people who have tried this and excelled, and I'm one of them, okay? I have been following the step-by-step process, and at the end, I added a little bit of my own identity on it. My point is, the framework is already there. You've got to look for someone, a mentor, a coach, in order to train you and teach you how to plan things. This doesn't mean that you cannot plan by yourself, right? This advice applies for a person that is first timer. Okay, if this is your first time trying to open a business, you need a mentor. Okay, not only that, he will give you advice, but he will keep going with you until you are successful. And that is a good mentor. If they leave you after you pay them money, then that is not a good mentor at all. Also, the best thing about having a mentor is that this mentor must have another people working with him, right? You want this networking, you want to know other people so that you can grow together. Whenever you are feeling demotivated, and trust me, you're gonna feel that a lot if you are just starting out a business, and these people who have been through those disappointments, who have been through those mistakes, they can always advise you with a good intention. That is the quickest way to learn how to make a plan. Also, by having a good mentor who has already teach and guide a lot of people to build and scale their business, he must have some kind of a blueprint that he can hand it over to you and you can copy and implement it. By copying here, I mean you model it, right? So whatever he did, whatever his students did, if they can be successful, you can be successful as well. The point is, what it is that you need to model. For example, if they have a successful sales funnel that has generated millions and they run ads in order to promote that funnel, of course you can model the look and feel of the ads. You can also model the look and feel of the funnel. If they advertise certain things on a certain website that gets them the revenue that you always wanted, you can also go to that particular website and negotiate a price so that you can also put your advertisement there. Now, when people are moving forward, they are moving forward at their own pace, right? It doesn't mean that you are stealing their product. It doesn't mean that you are stealing their method. The methods will always be evolving. When they are already there and then you want to be like them, when you are there, they are already a step ahead of you. So you don't have to worry about stealing people's ideas, right? As long as they gave you permission to do it, it doesn't matter. Just copy it. Put your ego away. I know that deep inside, because this happened to me as well, deep inside, I always feel that I can do better than everybody. Right, after a while, after 1 and 2 years, then I started asking myself, where am I now with my ego this big? I really still haven't made any sales, but these guys are millionaires, so there must be something that I did wrong. I was willing to accept that, and after that, I allow myself to model these successful people with their permission, of course. And then I started to see changes. So in order to learn new things, especially in business, you basically have to let go what you have learned before, okay? Probably before, you can just jump ahead and figure out along the way what to do. But in business, because you're using your own money, some of you, the money is not easy to come by. That might be the money that you save from working 9 to 5 for years so that you can get this small capital in order to start a business. So this money is actually worth more to you than it is with others. Someone else might have that amount of money just as a spare change for him, but not for you. Maybe this is all you have. This is what you have in order to change the future of your life. That's how planning is so important. And like I told you, the quickest way to learn how to plan is by having a mentor. For myself, in this channel, as you've seen, I try to provide a lot of values, especially from my own experience, because I just don't want that to happen to you, right? When my business failed before, it took a lot of saving and it took me a lot of time, a very long time, to recover emotionally from it. And once I told you in my channel that I was also from a middle income family, and the middle income family lives quite well from paycheck to paycheck. We go to restaurant once in a while, but we pray that in between those paychecks, nothing happens. Not an accident. I pray that nothing happens in that time, nothing happens that require me to allocate substantial amount of money to solve the problem. If something happens, if I need to take like $1,000 that time in order to pay for something that I was not planning to pay, then I'm not gonna have enough until the end of the month before I receive another paycheck. And that is the struggle of the middle income family, which is why I'm doing this right now. I'm giving you my advice about the experience, a bad experience and the good experiences that I have, so that you all can learn from it. Now, I think a business is just a community of people who try to make a change to the world and also to try to improve their lives, right? There are also people that are trying to build a business, not for other people, not for helping people, but just to get money for themselves. I don't believe that these people will have a very sustainable business. You're gonna have to care a lot about your customer, so that they stick with you and you can solve their problems along the way. Even though they don't purchase from you, right? Just keep giving them value, because that's all you are. That's all a business is. A business is about helping people, right? There's a saying that says that if you fail to plan, then you are actually planning to fail. And trust me, guys, this is very true. So again, thank you for listening. I hope you learned something from this video. Please consider subscribing if you haven't already. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.